We're joined now by Melcher Dallas volleyball coach Jessica Nolte on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, good to talk to you once again. The day after a tough loss to rival Twin Cedars, 3-2. A lot of good things. I mean, your girls, I think, took sets 1 and 3. And, in those sets, they, had control most of the way, I thought.
Yeah, I really didn't think we were going to go all 5 games, because I was like, we won the first one, the next one it was close, and then we came out and got the third game, and I thought, we had a good roll going, and I don't know. We just kind of missed some key serves. When we did things wrong, it just happened to be at a bad time, and then it just took the wind out of our sails for a little bit. And I told the girls afterwards, I wasn't mad at all. I said, the last few years we've gone over there and gotten beaten in 3 games. And so at least we went 5 and we gave it everything we had. So it was disappointing, but I thought the girls played well.
Besides just not having the ball bounce their way, what were some other things that you saw that, might have tripped you up in that fourth and fifth set?
Yeah, we didn't miss a lot of serves, but when we did, it was just at a key time when we needed to make them, and then we didn't, and then Twin Cedars took over, and what we needed to do was keep, Chrissy in the back row, and then when Chrissy comes to the front row, then that, it was just certain things that did that shifted their rotation, and then we were in maybe our, less attacking rotation, and they were in their good rotation. So it was just, things here and there and we had a few, we had quite a few hitting errors, but we also had quite a few kills. So I'll take that too. I've always told my girls, I don't want them just going up and hitting willy nilly. Like, I want them to aim for spots. And if they're hitting out, then they need to do something different. If the hits aren't going well, then tip or roll or push to a hole. So, I'll take some mistakes as long as we have some good kills to go with it.
In some of the matches that I've watched this year, I mean, Gabby Overgaard, obviously, she's going to be the front row enforcer. But there's also some other girls that compliment her that you've listed on your post-game reports to me.
Yeah, it just depends. Like Haley Hendrickson came out, played really well in game 1 and 2, but sometimes she can kind of get in her own head. That's just with girls in general. But Haley had a really good night. Kesley Reed does a phenomenal job in the front row. She just kind of has that. She's got her mom genes in her. I think all the Reed girls just, they know the game and they know where to be. And Kesley's doing a nice job along that line. And I'm losing my brain here. Madison DeYoung had a good night too. When Maddie and Gabby are on, and Haley, we're unstoppable. It's just sometimes we get into our heads after they make a few mistakes, and then they kind of want to hold back. And I just wish we could figure out how to just shake off those mistakes, get back out there, and do things that we know how to do.
Serving seemed to be pretty good on Thursday, but it's been pretty good the entire season. You've had several girls that have had perfect nights, and it's not just been 2 or 3. It's been, 15 or more attempts, and they've hit them all.
Yeah, I can usually depend on Jenna Mickey to get back there and serve well. Jalissa Julene does a nice job. Sophie Lamb comes in and does a nice job. And Kiana Jackson has been firing, bullets. Last night was just kind of an off night, but normally Kiana serves like a really hard dart. So yeah, we've got some really good servers. So that is something that we do well most of the time.
Talking to Melcher Dallas, volleyball coach Jessica Nolte on KNIA and the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. The season kind of getting down, especially regular season-wise, to the final stretch run here. What do you want to see from your girls as they maneuver toward the upcoming conference tournament and on into the regionals as you get to that point?
Yeah, several games have been, it's kind of our, what we're doing lately, the last couple of years. We've had lots of close games. We're just not closing them. We get close, and then we just let them slip through our fingers. So we're going to find a way to get those close games to go our way. We're going to figure out how to, you know, get over that hump and put the kills down when we need it, get our serves in at those times that are crucial. And I'm hoping, you know, that we can go farther. I mean, people are going to be underestimating us. They're just going to think that Melcher is one of those teams that they can come and, you know, maybe take a win from. But I'd like to think that we're going to prove them wrong here, because, you know, we're just real close. And I'm just hoping there's going to be a night where all my girls are going to be firing on all cylinders, and we're just going to we're gonna get some wins postseason.
How has mixing the youth and the experienced girls? I talked to a few of them earlier in the season. You mentioned Kesley Reed, who I believe is a sophomore, if my mind is right, and some of the other younger girls, that they've gotten some valuable experience this year.
Yeah, it's been good. Like I said, Kesley comes in the front row and does a nice job. Lottie Nolte, my daughter, comes in, and she's not a powerhouse, but she's getting some good touches and some blocks at the front row. And like, she stepped in last night and served for the first time in the varsity game, because normally Kiana is in that position, and she pulled through and did some nice serving for us. And you know, and she'll maybe, she even gets a few kills here and there. And then Ashlyn Metz is another one who comes in off the bench when others are struggling. Like, she'll come in and play middle for Lottie. She's struggling. She'll come to the outside. If Haley might needs a time, you know, on the bench to get her head straight, or Madison Young, and Ashlyn does a nice job there. So, and then Danny infield, sometimes I throw her in the mix in the back. So it's been nice to be able to get them in here and there, because, you know, we're going to lose our six seniors. And so it is, it's crucial that I get them some playing time if, you know, if we're planning on, you know, having successful seasons after they're gone.
All right. Well, good to talk to you again, and best luck to you later through the season.
Thank you.
That's Jessica Nolte, a Melcher Dallas volleyball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.